Hey folks, welcome to Jimmy's Book versus Movie Review. I'm your host, Jimmy Nguyen. Today is June 15, 2019, and in this episode, we will be discussing about the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee and the 1962 movie To Kill a Mockingbird by Robert Mulligan. Welcome to today's episode of Jimmy's Book and Movie Review. For today's podcast, we will be discussing about the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee and the 1962 movie adaptation To Kill a Mockingbird by Robert Mulligan. As for every book reviewed on this podcast series, there is a movie adaptation of itself. They can be very similar to the original novel with some minor tweaks here and there, but I will give my final verdict on which is the better version between the film or novel. You can check out the past movie versus book comparisons on my website, jimmybookversusmoviereview.com, also now available on my YouTube channel. Firstly, we will be discussing and giving the audience a plot summary of the novel to get everyone up to speed. As per usual, in each episode, we would be speaking to the creators of the novel and film respectively, and would be getting a deeper dive into their creative process behind their masterpiece. Next, we'll be analyzing between the two versions to see the difference. Lastly, as we like to end it on every episode, we will be giving the final verdict on which version is the better experience. If you would like a book and movie to be reviewed later on, you can click the link below and submit the title of a book that has a movie adaptation, and it can be featured within the next few weeks. In today's episode, we are partnered with Robinson Mockingbird Foundation. Robinson Mockingbird Foundation is a nonprofit organization who prevents the mockingbirds and other bird species from being killed. These birds are kept in the state-of-the-art bird sanctuary and are properly cared and maintained for. This also acts as an education center for the future generations to learn and view about birds. For every dollar donated within the next 7 days, Jimmy's book and movie review would be matching the same amount raised by the end of the 7-day period and would be donating the same amount. As you know, in To Kill a Mockingbird, a mockingbird plays a crucial role within the novel and film. The mockingbird represents the idea of innocence. During the book and the movie, Atticus mentions we're not to kill a mockingbird because mockingbirds make music for us to enjoy. They don't eat up people's gardens. They don't do one thing but sing their hearts out for us. That's why it's a sin to kill a mockingbird. To start off, the story begins during the Great Depression. We are introduced to the Finch's family, which includes Scout, Jem, and Atticus Finch. They live in a small town of Macomb in Alabama. Jem is the older brother of Scout, and Atticus is the widow father, and he works as a lawyer. Calpurnia is the housemaid for the Finch family, and she is a black woman. She is like a mother figure to Scout and Jem, because they lost their mom prior to the beginning of the book. It occurs through a 3-year period where Scout was 6 years old at the beginning, and she is 8 by the end of the novel. And Jem starting off at nearly 10 years old in comparison to Scout's age, and ending at about 12 years old, respectively. The main conflict within the story was about how a black man named Tom Robinson within the story is accused of raping a white woman named Mayella. Atticus was assigned to be Tom's lawyer by Judge Taylor to defend his case. Unlike most of Macomb, who would have rejected this position, Atticus would actually be Tom's lawyer even if Tom is a black man. Knowing society, Atticus was not confident on winning the case despite giving crucial evidence during the trial on how Tom is innocent and instead framed for this case. He gave points such as how Bob, who is the father of Mayella, is left-handed because her bruises and marks are on the right side of her face. He stated that Mayella never saw a doctor and there is no proof for Mayella being raped. His final point, and would have been the clincher on winning the case, was that Tom is a crippled man. His left hand and arm is not functional and not strong enough to hurt someone due to a farming incident when he was young. In his closing argument, Atticus reminded the jury that the case should be decided on facts and not on the preference of believing a white woman over a black man. By the end of the court trial, Tom did lose the case and was sent to prison. Tom ended up trying to escape prison after being locked up for too long, and the dangers of injustice on racial skin colors got into Tom mentally. As a result, it was difficult for Tom to jump the prison fence and escape because he was able to only use one hand. By the end of it all, he got shot for trying to escape. Now, We would be getting a chance to ask the creators of the novel and film some questions. Starting off, we would like to introduce you to Harper Lee. How's your day, Harper?
Fantastic, Jimmy. Thanks for asking.
On this podcast series, I will be asking you 2 to 3 questions about your creative process behind your masterpiece, the novel To Kill a Mockingbird.
Sure thing. To Kill a Mockingbird was one of my best books because it truly reflects society as a whole. The evolution of society from the 1930s to present time is just wonderful. Social injustice was very prominent back then and now, and it seems there is a balance within society. Truly wonderful.
To start off, what was your idea behind the characters of this novel?
To be honest with you, Scout was designed to be a tomboy character, just like I was when I was a kid. Dill, who is Scout's friend in the novel, was inspired by my childhood friend and neighbor.
Great answer! This is the next question. What is your opinion on your books being one of the most read books within school nowadays?
I think it's very wonderful knowing schools and students enjoy my work. I think the message behind this book, as you said earlier, can teach future generations about our past and what society was like back then.
Thanks for your time. It was a pleasure to have you on this podcast.
No problem, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Now, we will be speaking to the creator of the film version To Kill a Mockingbird by Robert Mulligan. Hey, Robert. How's your day so far?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me on the show.
It was my pleasure. To start off, what was the reasoning behind creating the wonderful creation of the novel To Kill a Mockingbird into a film?
Yes, so I was actually fascinated with this novel when I read it. I like the idea of how the message behind the novel is so dominant, and now at this time, the message is more impactful during the society even more. During the 1960s, when I first directed this film, social injustice was not as severe as 1930s, such as when the novel and film is taking place.
Great. Now, what was the setting you chose, and where was the film shot?
Actually, I had originally planned to film this movie in Harper's Lee hometown, which is Morrowville, Alabama, to pay respects to her, to the wonderful book she has created. But due to this book being filmed in the early 1960s, the town was remodeled since the 1920s and it would not look realistic enough. We did recreate the model of the old Morrow County Courthouse to simulate and lead viewers to feel like it was in Alabama, but it was shot in Hollywood.
Thanks for your time, Robert. It was a pleasure to have you on this podcast series.
It was amazing. Keep up the great work, Jimmy. Bye, folks.
Now, after getting some insight behind their works, we would be discussing some scenes within the book and movie to see what are the differences. Now, since most of you have watched and read both versions, we will be diving into some scenes which you may have seen or forgotten about. Starting off, as you may already know this, the book is written as the story was told from Scout's point of view. As a result, viewers don't get a strong sense of Scout's first-person narration as they do compared to the book. Instead, they simply notice the childlike perspective portrayed in the story. The film also added in music and sound effects to make it more childlike. Since the book was narrated by Scout, we can see and know what she thinks about. That cannot be recreated within the film. If you have watched the film, you may have noticed that Jem is shown a bit more compared to the book version of himself. Because the narration is not as straightforward in the film seems to shift more to Jem experiences. Scout is still an important character, but the film expands more on Jem's role. Like in any novel that is converted into a film, there is not enough screen time to convey the whole story. Scenes are often cut out and removed because they wouldn't affect the overall plot of the story. Such as the scene when Miss Marty's house within the book is getting burned down. That scene is not shown in the film. Another minor change was within the book, Calpurnia took Scout and Jem to church with her. That was not shown within the movie. Now we have to decide on which version is better between the two. We have asked some viewers to submit clips of their opinion on which version is better between the two and explain why they have picked that. After that, I, along with the crew at Jimmy's book versus movie review, would be casting our vote.
Hi, I would like to say I prefer the book's version better than the film. The book makes me more engaged, and a film can age over due to the social changing, such as their fashion. But a book can never age as compared to a movie, so for this, I would choose the book.
I like the movie better. I really don't like reading, but from the film adaption, I enjoyed it a lot. It looks old because it was made in the 1960s, but I think the message was still clear. I am going to buy an audiobook version because then I am not reading it, but instead getting it read to me. Plus, I've heard the book has more details.
I would choose the book over film. The book has more details because there's no screen time restrictions.
In most cases, I prefer the movie versions over the book, but since this movie was made in the 60s, I don't think it was quite well produced, and the movie ages over time. So I would have to say the book for this time, in my opinion.
Film over book. The book has quite offensive language, and I think the film was well produced for its time.
I like both versions, but if I had to choose, I would choose the book. The book has more detail and insights on the plot compared to its counterpart, which is the film.
These are only a portion of all the submissions given to us by the fans, but it comes down to two reasons on why they prefer a version over the other. In 95% of all the submissions, when asked which version is better and they chose the book, it comes down to the book having more detail and that the movie is outdated, while a book is hard to age over time. In many other submissions, the movie version was preferable than the book because it was done and created ahead of its time compared to the other 1960 movies out there, and it was preferable due to human preferences such as not liking to read. In conclusion, we have chosen the winner of book versus movie. 3, 2, 1, book is the winner. The book has way more detail and the story was told better from narration from Scout. There is also an audiobook version for people who do not enjoy the physical act of reading but would like to listen to the book. Thanks for listening to Jimmy's Book vs. Movie Review. I am your host, Jimmy Nguyen, and tune in next week for a new Book vs. Movie Review on Frankenstein by Mary Shelley and the 1931 Frankenstein film by James Wales. You can catch last week's podcast on the novel Maze Runner by James Dashner and his movie counterpart Maze Runner by Wes Ball on my website or YouTube channel, which is Jimmy's Book vs. Movie Review. Goodbye, folks, and tune in next week.